the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us, coming right from training camp. Hi, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing?
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you ready to fully emotionally invest and allow the Phillies to break your heart? 76% say yes. Elliot.
It's a good way to live life, honestly.
Bring it on.
The Duran thing is so cool. I don't know how you couldn't jump in.
Duran?
Okay.
Yes, right. Yeah, we're making sure everybody's doing it right on this show.
You are the accountability show. Yep. So.
But I hear you. They're saying yeah. But it is. I was thinking, as I was saying that to you, you are somebody who not only, I think, would respect the intro, would actually put maybe even more emphasis and importance on even like how it affects the game, I would think.
I honestly think it has the ability to completely change around this entire thing.
There it is. See, what did I tell you?
The energy it brings. I think that's why people go to the ballpark now. I think people are driving to the ballpark now saying, I hope I see the intro.
I would agree with you.
Right?
And I agree with you.
I also think.
Now, how long before that wears off?
Well, if they keep winning 2-1 or 1-0,
that is how they win.
But I do think this team was in desperate need of something new.
Yeah. Juice.
I mean, this has got to be one of the longest core of players we've dealt with in Philly sports for a while. I mean, the Eagles have had, you know, some changes. Saquon comes in. That's a big piece. AJ comes in. The Sixers, it's like, you know,
changes
Jimmy Butler.
But
it's been the same seven guys on the Phillies for a really long time. There's not been someone that's come in and became a big part of it. And I think Duran could come in and give them something they desperately needed. So, yeah, I think he won't blow a save all year. Like, I think he's going to be perfect from here on out.
There it is. I love you.
I have like, zero doubt in that.
Well, he's probably
energetic. So,
you can just tell
so
special
maniacal,
when you see
bro.
It.
Yep.
Bro, you know.
He got you. Did he get you?
No, he's maniacal.
No, yeah. I mean it. I texted Jack this last night and he didn't respond.
We don't need that hanging over us that he's not going to blow a save.
Dude, he did the first one in four pitches. Like, he is clearly coming in here and going to be special.
I agree. I'm just saying, you throwing out there, he's not going to blow a save the rest
of the
year.
I don't think he will.
You know the other thing that happened this?
I don't. You tell me after running out to that intro.
Save he's incoming tonight.
I know. Yeah, amen.
Now, by the way, for him, can you imagine
does
how
does he have any? Real quick, does he have any this year?
What? Blown
like
save?
Blown saves.
I think he has one.
Just one? Okay.
Yeah.
And that was for the Twins.
Well, I think he has one, and he's only allowed one home run this year. He doesn't allow home runs.
Yeah.
Well,
that's for sure.
Yeah, there it is. Clip that.
Right.
Yeah. Play that in October.
That's what I'm saying. We're jinxing him.
For him, too, just imagine the difference between that intro in Minnesota for a team that isn't very good to the way that people are looking forward to it now.
Yeah.
And the other thing that happened this weekend, and I've been monitoring this because I think we may be trending there, is I think I am the one person that enjoyed Bryce Harper getting thrown out of that game. Because I think, not because he's not hitting.
No, and I didn't even know he got thrown out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's in the middle with Topper and the whole arguing that was going on. I didn't realize it until, I'm like, he got thrown out.
He did swing there.
Yes, he did swing.
But he was mad at the call from three pitches
inside,
ago.
High inside pitch.
I just think the team needs a little more hothead Bryce on the field. I think they need a tinge of I've been saying this.
I wish I had thought of that.
The tinge of attitude?
Yeah, because you have been saying it. I would have tweeted that. I would have tweeted that out when he got thrown out.
Yeah. You've
been asking for that.
I like it. Look, I don't want to be dumb all the time, but there has to be a difference. I just think there has to be a combo between old Bryce and this Bryce, the sort of grown up, makes the, you know, blah, 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 this Bryce who never gets in trouble doing anything, you know, never says the wrong thing, never, you know, occasionally gets frustrated, runs hard at the wrong, whatever it is. There's a difference between the way that Bryce was and the way that he thought. And there just has to be a middle there. And I bet the juice that Duran brings makes him want to be noticed a little bit more too. Like, I don't think it's bad. I don't want him getting thrown out every game, but I kind
of
liked it.
So I would agree with most of that. The only difference I'll say is I think the Phillies teeter, not like the team and the fan base teeter on a feeling of, oh my God, everything is going really poorly. This is collapsing because it feels like the final run with this team. So I do think his emotion and getting thrown out at sometimes can come across as, look how frustrated this team is. I mean, when he got thrown out, I mean, they were losing at that point, right?
Yeah.
So I think they came back
and won that game.
They came back and went and won the game, but I just think there is a thin line for Bryce where it can be, yes, he's motivating the guys, and man, this team is really losing it.
I agree. I think the difference with him, though, is I would rather see him frustrated like that than I would rather see him alive than mopey.
Agreed.
And
it's
can
like
get
Joel.
Him.
I mean, I keep thinking of Joel. Listen, Joel gets mopey.
Yeah.
I
don't
hate
want mopey,
saying
bro.
Spike is right. You know what I mean? No one likes to say Spike is right. But if you're a teammate of Bryce's, that has to do a little something for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
And even if I'm fine with him doing it for somebody else too. I don't even get him thrown out all the time.
No,
but a little
and
bit.
He
of
usually doesn't, but it seemed like that. And listen, it's a Friday night. Yes. It's a high intensity game. It's a big series. Yeah, that's why I said I wish I had thought about it that night. Now you've been saying that.
Just a little bit more out of breath.
Yeah, it was a series though where you leave it. I think probably feeling a little worse just because the bats again were so bad. But they weren't that bad.
Yeah, that was just yesterday.
That's fair.
They really weren't.
They scored five Friday.
They gave us the insurance
run.
Nobody's
hitting Skubal.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Skubal.
But then they actually scored the most runs in that game.
They scored three runs. Well, they scored five on that game. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I felt like it took a while into the games. I don't know. It wasn't.
They got us the insurance run yesterday that we wanted to.
It was Schwarber.
And then one more thing before we get to camp. We did reveal our first Mount Rushmore at 2:30. There will be another one coming up at 3:30, the Mount Rushmore sandwiches. But Mount Rushmore at 2:30, the Sixers Mount Rushmore, as voted on by WIP listeners and staff, was Dr. J, Allen Iverson. Remember, this is the last 50 years.
This is
years.
In order.
Yeah. No.
It's Mount Rushmore.
It's just Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Not top four.
Yeah. There's no order in Mount Rushmore.
It's not what your list.
No, I'm just curious because you said Dr. J. Iverson.
No, okay. Iverson got the most votes. And this is the last 50 years. So it's Iverson, Dr. J., Charles, and Joel Embiid.
I mean, Charles is not, like, he's more of a Sixer than Reggie is an Eagle, I guess, but he is,
oh my God.
He's still a son to me.
What's your?
That's just how I feel. I mean, growing up for me, Charles was a son.
If you lived here.
Well, if, you know, I wasn't alive.
He was born in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly, right. I wasn't, you know, following sports super closely when I was like six.
What's yours? I can't wait to hear yours.
I mean, mine, honestly, I think you'll be disappointed. It's pretty basic.
Okay.
So I think it's Iverson, Dr. J, Embiid, and I would put Moses.
Moses, who only played 4 years here.
Yeah, but he had the faux thing, which I feel like is pretty cool.
Okay.
You know,
he's
he won a title here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I value titles.
You do, sometimes.
But the Sixers is the easiest where, you could have talked me into Wilt if we were doing all time.
Oh, no, he would have been on every we're doing all time.
Yeah, all
but
time.
I just think there's three very obvious ones, and then the other one you can figure it out.
Okay. All right. So first thing, I was going to ask you if anything notable happened to practice, but it seems like something did.
Can
I have to add, I didn't watch the video. I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch the video.
Oh, thank you. You could at least toss me a view.
Didn't read the article. Well, the way Twitter is, they get the view sitting there watching, reading your tweet anyway.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Well, no, I defend you in the training camp stuff. And then like you make it so hard sometimes. Okay. The Eagles offense needed a win.
Mm.
Jalen Hurts made sure it happened. Here is a breakdown of two plays on Monday that should have the Eagles confident they will once again get special QB play from Hurts in 2025.
Correct.
So, this seems like you are doing your best to make sure that you are going to be pro on him, even if his practices, by and large, are not that good.
No, it's not that. I could see why you would think that, but it really is.
What are those
when
two
you're
plays?
I know it reads like just two plays, but it really isn't when you're there. So today was an ultra competitive practice. And what Nick does is he sets it up where he'll put in situational football. And if the defense gets a stop, they get a point. If the offense converts in that situation, they get a point. And so what happens is you have both sidelines keeping score, you know, like the trash talking is happening. So it's intense, right? So today they had a series of plays where the offense got the ball at the 4 yard line. So when Jalen dropped back, he was essentially in his end zone. So it was 3-3 after first team, second team, and third team. So it was close. The offense had won some, the defense had won some. And then Nick was like, all right, it's a tie. We're going to do a seventh. And so go out there and we'll decide who wins. Everyone's like super into it. The music is playing. The defense is dancing around. The offense, Saquon's talking. So it was a big play. And Jalen dropped back, There was pressure. He found Devontae Smith for the first down. The offense wins the day. So to me, it's one play. But the positive there is last year we saw he was really good in third down last year. He was good in situational football last year for the most part. I would say for the vast majority, but there were definitely times he wasn't. But what it showed is ultimately Jalen's superpower to me is the guy just does things in situational football to win games. So when I say it was a play today that had them where they should feel confident, it's that play. And then there's another play to start practice. They're at the 2-yard line. So Jalen's once again in the back of his end zone and he converts a first down there for a pass. So when the spotlight's on in practice, Jalen does well.
When the spotlight's on in practice.
Yes.
Okay.
But again, I'm not saying this about a quarterback that is 500 for his career and has never won a playoff game. Like you saw last year, he steps up when it matters. So he did. He
No.
Last year, he definitely stepped up when they needed him.
Okay.
He did. What game did they lose because of him last year?
No, but they only lost 3 games last year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, I think what Jalen does well is even when he's not having a great game, he makes big plays in big moments.
Okay.
Right. So that's why when I watch him practice today and it's intense, the music's playing, everyone's into it, and he makes a big play, that reminds me of last year and I think should have them confident, despite the fact he's not had a few good days of practice, that he's making big plays in the right situations.
Okay. My counter to that.
Excited to hear it.
You said in the red zone previous to today, he has not been very good. Aren't those red zone plays big plays in practice?
They are. So and he was not good in those.
So he failed in those.
Correct. I'm not saying he's 100% for the situation.
So the only ones that count, again, are the times that he comes through in the big plays.
No.
Because the times that he didn't don't seem to count as much.
They do count. That's why I gave him a D plus one day, and I gave him a C minus the other
But
day.
You're saying that these two plays guarantee that he's going to have
Correct.
A special
I
year.
I think watching him today, in today's practice.
Do you understand the...
Well, but had we talked yesterday, or the day after the other practice, I would have said he's not being good in situational, he has to be better. Like, I would say those things. But we're talking about today's practice.
Okay.
And so when I see him do things in practice today that are good in situational football, it to me, the Eagles probably left the field today feeling better about the offense than they have the past few days.
So what if in the next practice they do the exact same drill and he throws an interception?
That would be disappointing, and so I'd give him a poor grade.
So does that mean you are not confident that he's going to once again be a special again this year?
No, it'll take a lot for me not to feel confident in Jalen because he just won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So like when he's...
It just seems like...
I get what you're saying, that all drills are created equal, and if he's good in some and not in the other, they should all count the same, and I agree with that. But when he's had a few bad days, and then he has a really good day, to me, that's the takeaway is a reminder of why they should have confidence.
So you got a little down on him, you got a little concerned,
yeah,
and then he bounced back and had a good day, and that restores the faith.
Like the responses to the D-plus tweet.
I don't read my responses.
Okay. So smart by you. Yeah. Smart. Yeah.
You've gotten much better about that. Kevin Petula was actually on the WIP morning show today. Here's what he had to say about Jalen.
Everybody talks about, you know, where he's at in his list and stuff. Is the guy just wins. Like, mm-hmm. He's done it different ways. And I think when you kind of sort of, let's say, count him out or something said, you know, will he do it? He does it. Right. And so I think you just can't underestimate him and his ability to make a play when he needs it. Right. I mean, he made critical plays in the Super Bowl. We had to throw the ball a little more, right? Because we ran it okay. And, you know, they were a good run defense. They're a really good defense in Kansas City. And he made plays when we needed him in the past game and scrambling and doing his thing. And that's, I think, the difference, you know, with him is he can just make plays, ordinary plays, and then just tremendous plays in different ways.
Can I tell you, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I agree with what you said and his ability to do that. I think where our difference comes in is I don't think that, to me, that does not elevate him in a ranking standpoint as much as you think it does. And I was trying to find a thing in sports that I feel to compare it to. It's difficult. And the only thing in sports I can compare it to that a player that has as much responsibility as a quarterback does in football is the primary player on a NBA team.
Yeah.
Right? And so I was thinking, we all agree Jimmy Butler in the playoffs is a different player than he is in the regular season. He has twice...
Playoff Jimmy.
He has taken a team that is not very talented at all, or not the same talent as the teams he's beaten, to the finals.
Yep.
That he does that in the finals. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't win the finals. However, I would say that what he did is as impressive to me as many players who have won the finals. Mm-hmm. However, at no point during any of Jimmy Butler's career Have we ever had to have a conversation about Jimmy Butler being as good as Kevin Durant, or Jimmy Butler being as good as LeBron, or Jimmy Butler being a top five player? Everybody seems to be able to compartmentalize. And by the way, everybody agrees that Jimmy Butler's good at this. Mm-hmm. Everybody would say, hey.
I don't know if he's ever even been a top 10 player.
No, he's been an edge.
On so, a fringe, yeah. Yeah. So edge, top 10 edge, to 15. Top 10 player. Yeah, top 10, 15.
And here we are. We're all able to compartmentalize and say that, yes, during the playoffs, he is a different animal. During the regular season, he actually disappears for weeks at a time. He won't shoot threes.
Oh, yeah.
He's this, that, and the other. And by the way, like, that has held back his team from being able to win more games in the regular season, because he is. So that is the one. And no point, I'm sure there's person here and person there that says, you know, Jimmy should be top four, top five. But generally, everybody sort of accepts that Jimmy is this in the playoffs, mm-hmm. but overall, Jimmy is at the best, eighth best player. He's not anymore. But at his top, he was eighth or ninth mm-hmm. best player in the NBA. Now he's probably like 18th. And even to this point, people would still probably say, in the playoffs, I don't want to face Jimmy Butler. Yep. But I don't. Do you think he's one of the five best players in the NBA? Most people are like, no, of course not. So that is the best comparison I could find.
So I think it's a really good comparison. I do think Jalen, the reason we talk about him so much is because he's so unique. Like, it's not just a Philadelphia market thing. They talk about Jalen nationally all the time because it is very unique. A couple differences I would say is, one, we're saying Jalen's a top five quarterback. Jimmy, and I know it's different.
You say second best.
Correct. I agree, second best. But yeah. I'm saying Jimmy's compared to every player in the league. Like, I wouldn't say Jalen is a top five player.
That would be
maybe one difference.
Well,
now again, I would make the argument because of the position.
Because he's a quarterback.
Correct, yes.
So you would.
I think it's a good comparison.
But to your point, though, there are some receivers or running backs that are better than quarterbacks.
Right.
Yes. So
it's not a more important position.
But if we're talking about him,
right.
He says because the quarterback is so important,
he
that if you think
there.
Somebody is the second best quarterback
in
the NFL.
Yeah, then that carries weight. Like, Justin Jefferson is probably a top five player in the NFL, just to use an example. But then there is the argument of a quarterback's job is harder. He carries more weight. So you're right. Like, Jimmy Butler is a good comparison.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. And so I guess what is your response to
that? So my response is that I'm not really 100% sure what I'm responding to, but what I would say is I have Jalen second because of a combination of resume and like skill, right? I agree with you off skill. He's probably fifth, sixth, like in that discussion. And then off, he is. I mean, I truly think we underrate Jalen's skill a little bit.
Well,
because it becomes so much, and I do it, about his resume. But Jalen is an extremely talented player. Like,
I think he's talented for sure.
Yeah.
So final thing on Jalen, then we'll get to the other stuff. I promise.
It's fine.
Is the list came out from the, like, it's scouts and coaches and blah, blah, blah. And they had him ninth. And the NFL 100 is coming out right now. And we're up to 49. We haven't seen Jalen. By the way, it's possible he's not even on the list.
I don't think he'll be on the list.
So if the coaches and scouts tell you ninth, and the players tell you not even as good as Dak or Tua or all the, like, that must count for something.
It does.
Okay.
I think it just doesn't change my opinion, but it definitely counts for something. The players' top 100 list is my favorite list that's put out every year. I think people severely underestimate it. Everyone goes, oh, they're just the players, but they're the ones that actually scout and go against these. I think it's the best list. Now, I know some players don't take it seriously, which diminishes it a little bit.
I'm sure a lot don't.
But I've been in the locker room and seen players fill it out and they talk.
My only point is that you can go up and down this list, even just through the first 50 guys that they've named, and there are plenty of discrepancies there.
I think there's discrepancies.
Well, I'm just saying, so it's not like players have the absolute answer.
No, I don't think they have the absolute answer. Yeah. It's just my favorite list of the list that come out.
Now, right.
But I think the
ESPN I'm just saying they aren't necessarily always the most qualified.
Right.
Because sometimes they're just, they may not have gotten a chance to play against a certain player.
So they don't even know.
Yeah, they didn't even know they didn't play that player
right
that year.
Now, the ESPN list where Jalen's ninth, like, I have him higher, but I do agree that if there was a draft of players in the NFL, I do not believe Jalen would be one of the top five quarterbacks taken.
No.
So when he comes in ninth, now I would put him ahead of Goff and I would put him ahead of Stafford is where I would definitely disagree with that list. But again, like, Herbert, I think almost every team would take Herbert over Jalen.
Here's the problem. They would.
Yeah. Right.
But here's the problem. We aren't judging him just on talent. So, if they all came out in a draft, you didn't know what team they were on, they don't have an NFL resume, mm-hmm. then sure, his measurables may not be as good as theirs. Joe Montana's wasn't either. That's right. Why he was a third-round pick. Neither was Tom Brady's, yes. which is why he was a sixth-round pick. But when you get to the league and you actually start playing, it's bigger than just your physical talents then. The resume has to count.
100%.
Like, your winning has to count.
I agree.
And I think when a lot of us that debate this, not even just us, but nationally, it gets convoluted because we're looking at talent and we're saying, okay, which one should weigh more? Which one should carry more weight? Should it be what he's leading his team to every year? Or is it how much of the weight he carries on his team?
Well, now, it is fair to say, though, I think probably Herbert aside, most of the quarterbacks in the top 10 win a lot of football games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in those lists. Now they haven't won Super
Regular
Bowls.
Regular season
yes,
games.
Yes.
Like, Jared Goff is not a postseason performer.
No,
like,
no,
some
no, no.
guys
yes.
aren't postseason performers.
I agree.
Jackson.
Yep.
Great in the regular season.
Yep.
We all could look at Lamar and be like, man, he has more skill than Jalen.
Yep.
But for whatever reason, it hasn't translated
well
to winning in the postseason. And don't give me Patrick Mahomes because Jalen has played against Patrick Mahomes twice.
No, I agree with that. But there was a tweet that was put out this week I thought was interesting, that if you look at the top three teams in winning one-score games, I think it was Kansas City, Philly, and the Steelers in some order.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ravens were really far down the list in winning one-score games. And the Ravens have a great defense. The Ravens have a great head coach. So I'm not like pinning that directly on Lamar, but with Lamar, for all the talent, I think the thing about him not winning is real. Like the playoff thing.
I think
the
close games.
Exactly.
Yes,
so
yes.
Because the other guys that we're talking about in that top five-ish, like Josh Allen's played well in the playoffs. Like,
yes.
You know,
yes.
And by the way,
Joe Burrow played well in the playoffs.
Josh Allen was not the end-all be-all, but he was rated higher as a skilled player in Madden than Mahomes was, which I thought was interesting.
Back to my top 100. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Who was voted as the most overrated player by his peers?
Yep.
I think there's some hating going on
well,
there. Yeah. Like that's like some.
That's
yes.
what I'm saying.
No, you're right. You can't trust these players. But every
sometimes.
List has bias.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494.
How do they vote Josh Allen the most overrated player?
Well,
in the
certainly. Certainly, it came at a great time for him. I mean, the year before he won the MVP.
They must listen to OG's Knowledge Without College.
Yes, yes. Listen to the wrong show. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next with Elliot, we will find out. Seems like there has been a new leader in the clubhouse for the third edge player.
Yes.
And we will get to that.
Ooh.
And another Mount Rushmore, 30 past every hour. The Mount Rushmore of sandwiches.
I can't wait for this one.
Is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.